Investment flash.
Tech on warning. Crypto bleeding and Denmark wants Wegovy to boost the workforce. Monday's edition is already wild.
It's Monday, June 5th, the London edition. I'm Marie alongside Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it.
All right, lead story. Larry McDonald, the strategist, is waving a giant flag. He says tech is flashing the same warning it did in 2020, right before a massive rotation into hard assets.
Yeah, look, when McDonald says sell XLK and buy gold and commodities, I listen. The man called the 2020 rotation early. XLK is up 36% year to date and near a high. Profit taking seems overdue.
Hold on, I'm going to push back here. The 2020 rotation was pandemic-driven, the biggest macro shock in decades. Are we really seeing the same setup? Tech earnings are still humming, and AI demand isn't fading.
No, but that's exactly my point. The pattern is about crowded positioning, not fundamentals. When everyone's in the same trade, it snaps. Remember the dollar-yen short we called yesterday? Sometimes it's just about being contrarian.
Fair enough. And Tom, your buy commodity call yesterday, DBC up another percent last session, near its 52-week high. That rotation is already happening.
Right? DBC up 35% year to date. Meanwhile, gold, GLD, is still 19% below its high. If that rotation gains steam, GLD could run hard.
Okay, but here's the thing. The rotation trade only works if bonds don't catch a bid. If the Fed hints at a pause, long-duration treasuries rip, yields drop, and suddenly hard assets don't look so great. Gerald, you're the bond guy.
That's precisely why I'm short TLT. The mortgage hedging beast is waking up. That's selling pressure on long bonds. TLT is hugging its 52-week low. If rates don't move, TLT is dead money. But if mortgage hedging accelerates, it could break down.
See, this is what I mean. The pivot trade is crowded. Everyone's short bonds. If the Fed even sneezes dovish, that short squeeze would be violent.
So you're saying the rotation from tech to hard assets could flip if bonds rally. That's fair. But we're in a policy vacuum this week. No Fed speeches, no data on the calendar. So maybe it gains momentum first.
Exactly. In a vacuum, flows dictate, and flows are heading toward hard assets. I'm with McDonald on this one.
100%.
That's the trade.
All right, but size carefully, Maria's right. A Fed pivot would shred this.
Speaking of tech not crashing, Tencent. Shares had their biggest intraday jump since 2022 on reports they're testing an AI agent for WeChat. Over a billion users, Tom.
Buddy, that is massive. An AI agent inside WeChat could unlock payments, e-commerce, ads. It's not just a chatbot. The stock reaction tells you investors are hungry for any China AI catalyst.
To be fair, it's a single prototype test. China tech is always one regulatory word from Beijing away from a 10% drop. But if this agent sees material adoption, it's a real catalyst.
Right, that's the risk-reward. Speculative, but the upside could be significant. I'd be a buyer on this dip.
And the fact that it moved the stock that much tells you the market is starved for good China tech news. I'm with Marie. Buy Tencent.
Fair enough.
Now, shifting to something completely different. Denmark is going to study whether Wegovy can get more people working. This is a wild new angle. Weight loss drugs as labor market policy.
Wait, they're basically saying let's medicate the workforce into higher participation? That's either brilliant or dystopian.
Analysts are already dreaming of government orders. But seriously, Novo Nordisk jumped over 4% last session, still down 46% from its high. If this study even hints at broader approval, demand could skyrocket.
It's a structural tailwind. If governments start covering GLP-1s for economic reasons, the addressable market expands beyond obesity. That's a big deal for Novo.
For real? I was already bullish on Novo, but this takes it to another level. A labor market kicker? No way.
Hold on. It's one study in Denmark, a country of 6 million.
The US isn't about to pay for everyone's Wegovy just to boost employment. But the perception shift matters.
That's fair, but perception drives valuation. And that study is today's most original take. A drug becoming a macro policy tool. That's a first.
Yeah, that one's going to stick with me.
All right, let's talk crypto. A total mess. ETF outflows hit $4.4 billion over 13 sessions. That's institutional bleeding. But Bitcoin's holding up okay, while altcoins got smashed.
And in that sea of red, Bitcoin Cash was the only gainer in the CoinDesk 20, up 1.5%. That's a signal of relative strength.
But Ether, sell it. It's riding the same outflow wave. And the altcoin wipeout is brutal. Near down 15%, Hyperliquid down hard on Arthur Hayes's exit. Speculative froth is vanishing.
Here's the counter. MarketWatch says that Bitcoin bears are too early. They see a potential rebound. And Bitcoin Cash showing relative strength might be the canary.
I'd rather watch Bitcoin and short Ether here. That divergence makes direction tough, but altcoins are clearly under pressure.
Spot on.
That's the play.
Exactly.
Moving to Indonesia, they've got this radical export plan that just took effect, causing shipment delays. Copper could benefit from supply curves.
Yeah. SEPA is near its 52-week high. But Indonesia equities, EIDO, are a sell. Down 35% year-to-date, and the disruption adds strain.
Honestly, it's a classic resource curse moment. The export rules are meant to force domestic processing, but they're just gumming up the works. Short equities, long copper. That's the pair trade.
Right, and if those curbs really bite, copper prices could spike. I'd rather own the commodity than the country.
Interesting twist in emerging markets. Fund managers are maxed out on TSMC, Samsung, and SK Hynix, so they're diversifying into other EM names. That could broaden flows into EEM.
Wait, so they're selling the winners to buy the laggards? That's exactly the kind of rotation that boosts the entire EM complex. EEM is only 3% off its high. This could be the push it needs.
But if they're trimming TSMC, does that cap its upside? It's only 1% off a 52-week high. I'd be cautious there.
To be fair, they're not selling in size, just rebalancing. TSMC remains a core hold, same with Samsung. But the trade is long EEM for the catch-up.
Now here's a scary one. MarketWatch says a rate hike in South Korea could trigger a 15% market correction. EWI tumbled over 4% last session, but it's still up 108% year to date. That's heat seeking a cool down.
Whoa, 108%? That's crazy. If a rate hike materializes, that correction could be fast. I'd sell EWI here.
Yeah, and it's a tech-heavy market. So if the tech rotation hits, South Korea gets a double whammy. Short EWI is a clean bet.
Okay, this next one's pure speculation. Traders are piling into EchoStar, that's ticker SATS, as a SpaceX IPO proxy because it owns a 3% stake. Options volume surging, stock up 3% last session.
Oh, come on. This is the frothiest thing I've seen. A 3% stake in a private company that may never IPO. SATS is a backdoor bet with no door.
That's brutal. But Tom, you have to admit, if SpaceX actually IPOs at a $1 trillion valuation, that 3% stake would be worth, okay, a lot. But it's a lottery ticket.
For real? I mean, the options market is pricing in some serious moves. It could run on pure hype. But yeah, it's speculative.
Last signal, EnergyX wants to build a battery mecca in Texas to challenge China's lithium supply dominance. That's a long-term play for the lithium ETF, LIT.
LIT is down 10% from its high. So if this development eventually boosts US capacity, it could be a catalyst. But it's years away. Albemarle, ALB, is down 25% from its high. They face future competition.
Right, but if the U.S. gets serious about domestic lithium, the whole sector gets a re-rate. I'd be buying lit on dips.
So, if we step back, today's signals are all about rotation from growth into hard assets. But it's messy. Crypto bleeding, Indonesia export chaos, South Korea rate fears, risk appetite is fracturing.
Exactly. And the common thread is capital seeking tangible assets. XLK near highs, GLD way below. That rotation has room if momentum builds.
But we agreed the counterargument, if the Fed pivots dovish, TLT rips and hard assets could stall. No policy catalyst this week, so it's a fragile trade.
Second order, dispersion is widening. Tech may stall, but not everything falls. EEM flat year to date, EWY up 108%, but vulnerable. The cleanest expression is long DBC and short XLK.
And size carefully. No one wants a short squeeze in bonds to blow up the trade.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking through the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time, the New York edition. See you there.
Catch you later, buddy.
Bye, everyone.